part. Here now. All right, sing. Ready? I wanna fuck you like an animal. Bam, bam. I don't want to do the whole thing.
No, but I knew it was very
violent. That's all that happens?
Yeah. I wanna feel you from the inside. Yeah. Here I am. I wanna fuck you like an animal.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, I don't know the song, but.
You don't know the song.
I'll
Closer.
I'll add.
You
like,
heard it.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah.
Somebody saw Nine Inch Nails last night.
Someone saw Nine Inch Nails last night and was screaming so loud.
You guys are so cool in metal.
Thank you.
Well,
we try.
Before you think that, I brought Birkenstocks with me to the concert. I wore heels and then I had Birkenstocks in my bag so that I could rock out hard.
But that is more metal.
Yeah.
You do need arch support.
Yeah, I
agree. You need arch support. Also, if you're gonna get in a mosh pit ever, I always say, know, don't dress for fashion.
Goths
wear a comfy shoe.
Goths evade plantar fasciitis. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 36.
Go with a platform. That's why goths like them.
I'm really overstimulated by that environment. I would have a panic attack. I don't
know
how
very
you guys
intense.
See that.
Yeah.
Well, I think like my experience of the mosh pit environment is it's a lot of people who get overstimulated easily, but it's so much that you can like. You're there to freak out.
You can go,
but do
you
they
can
get,
overcome?
I was invited to Kendall Jenner's Pride party.
Whoa.
Famously
gay.
Yeah,
Kendall
Jenner.
Yeah.
Did she pass you
like
a Pepsi for social justice
brand or something?
Yeah.
And like it was just every male, white, gay male influencer in New York City.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, and. Then it was just so loud and everyone was talking and I went in and Jen really wanted to go because it was Kendall Jenner and we were like, is Kendall Jenner gonna be
that's
there?
Fucking cool.
Obviously not. No, we were just there to take the picture and post on our
hashtag this tequila.
She has no I'm not even sure she even knows this party is happening.
Right.
Yeah.
But
what a life.
Yeah, but I was like hyperventilating. Yeah. I like couldn't handle it.
Well, that's
are they hyperventilating in the mosh pit?
Well, that's like a different
dying.
Scene because everyone is like so cool and hot, you know? And
like
the mosh pit.
Talking about?
The Kendall Jenner party, take the Instagram photo. But a mosh pit is like everybody's
I love
fucking
that you didn't know who was cool and hot.
That's
white gays.
Yeah.
But the mosh pit is more like everybody's like pretty busted.
It is. It's a busted crew.
Pretty busted crew and they're like throwing elbows at each other. So it's like if you're feeling nervous, there's so many ways to take out that nervous energy.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to, there's no like rules about where you have to stand and stuff. That's what gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
But then like a place where it's like, there's no rules. You can stand anywhere. People are going to bump into you. I'm like, that's good.
By the way, we've not introduced our guest.
Yes.
That's okay.
Welcome to the show, Ashley Gavin.
Thank you.
Fantastic comedian. Great podcast, which Lizzie is a regular.
Yeah. Host of the We're Having Gay Sex podcast, which I love.
Thank you.
So much fun. I'm so happy to see you. I have a core memory of you in my early comedy days. And I'm not even sure if you will remember this.
Oh, God,
but
I'm really nervous.
No, you were great.
I'm already anxious.
You were
As soon as she said that, I was like, you're going to get nervous. I would get nervous.
No. You were like a life vest because I was drowning. Caroline's used to do this awful thing, the March Madness. Caroline's is a comedy.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Yes.
Fuck March Madness.
Fuck March Madness.
I'm so glad. First of all, it's closed, so we can't get in trouble. But I'm so glad I'm at a point in my career where I can point at some of the things that I felt like I had to participate in and be like,
that
this
sucked.
Is so dumb.
Mean, dumb, scary, awful.
I don't think a woman ever won.
Yeah.
No. Well, actually, one year a woman won, and it was the woman who humiliated me with her talent, and that's Carrie Cotton. But we will get into that.
Well,
but,
if you don't know what March Madness is, because of course you don't, why would you? It's not the basketball tournament. It's a tournament-style comedy competition that is like just made for you to embarrass yourself and lose in front of your peers.
It's bracket style. You go on stage with one other comedian. You each get, at the first round, you get 1 minute.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to repeat material into the next round. And I think in the next round, you go like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then by the end, I think the finalists are each doing like 15 minutes.
The original
Kill
Tony.
Did people repeat, by the way.
I was about to say,
by
who
the
is keeping
way,
track?
Nobody.
Yeah.
And I was trying to have integrity.
And it's audience vote. So
it's whoever brought the most friends.
Yeah, it's whoever brought the most friends.
Yeah.
So
unless somebody's really great, which they're not.
Well, okay, and here's the thing. So this was like a who's who, this thing. This
was
very like high pressure.
Yeah.
There are people who were like
writers for TV, comics who scared me to see. I was like relatively new.
It's one of the things when you're new that you're like, man, I wish I could get booked on March Madness. Yes. And then you do it and you're like, that's hurt my feelings.
Pooping my pants. Yeah, it's incredibly anxiety inducing. And I think I got knocked out second round, which was pretty good considering how bad I was at comedy at that point. But you were in this competition. And so I went up against Carrie Coddett, who is a machine and an excellent comedian and was very experienced. And I was doing a newer joke about drinking a vase of cum.
Nice.
I love that.
Thank you. And
an artist.
Boy, did the Caroline's audience of women in Midtown not like this.
The people who just came from Applebee's. You're telling me that the people who bought last minute tickets to a Broadway show, they didn't know what it was going to be. Yeah. And they went to the M&M store earlier that day and they barely speak English. They didn't like
my your subversive, joke about cum in a vase. Feminist.
The people who were told that Dave Chappelle would be there.
Yes.
And this boy, club is in the heart of Broadway. It's not there anymore, which is honestly kind of sad.
But it was in the heart of Times Square.
Yeah. It was a club that was like
tourists.
Yeah, but it was like the Cellar in the way that like if you got to Caroline's, it felt like a big
it
moment
meant
for you.
Yeah.
And I was biffing it in a way that was like, you know when you like leave your body because it's going so badly?
Sure.
Or you're like, I can't believe that my choices have led me to be in this position in my life. Yeah.
I love that it's talking about drinking cum out of a vase rather than drinking cum out of a vase.
Dude,
no, that's fun.
Yes.
Telling a room full of disinterested people about it, that sucks.
I mean, as a failed OnlyFans girl, I would rather fail at drinking cum than fail at talking about drinking cum in front of Norwegian women with their arms crossed.
And their children sometimes.
And sometimes their children.
Yeah.
And the really fun thing about stand-up is if they're not laughing, you are just telling a room full of people something you've done.
Yes. And they're like, it was very like, you know, when people are like, oh, sad. Like, I feel sad for you. And you're like, well, that is entirely worse.
Shit.
And Carrie Coddett, who won because she's a fierce competitor, was standing behind me being like, what the fuck? Like, it was a very wild and out, like, look at this weird bitch.
Yeah.
And like, I get why she did it. If I was a more experienced, also like I wasn't gonna win.
Yeah.
But it made it funnier for the audience to be like, loser.
Yeah, we can all laugh at this person.
I mean, and let me tell you, when it came time to clap for who won, I think I got like one sad.
It was me.
Yes.
But it was you in the back.
Yeah. She's trying.
I could never drink cum out of a vase.
You're fucking sex negative losers. This girl is punk rock.
I bet she's in the mosh pit at a Nine Inch Nails concert.
Not a poser. Yes. She means it.
She'll be wearing Birkenstocks at 40 at Atlantic Barclays Center. But you, afterwards, when you bomb like this, people like don't want to look at you because you
like
have
it's
a
contagious
disease.
But you also, not just that, but it's just like you look at someone and you're like, they're in their feelings.
Yeah, true.
I can't.
What can I say?
What can I do?
And no matter what I say,
and you're about
it's going
to
hurt.
Too.
Yeah.
But there's also this thing when someone bombs that bad, if you do offer them like, I thought it was really funny, they're going to be like,
that.
Thanks.
No.
Yeah, exactly. That sucks.
I thought it was funny,
unlike
everyone
the
else.
Audience
yes.
Everyone, yeah.
Can't say that.
You were the only person who was nice to me. And you were like, I remember being like, I really like that lady.
Oh.
Because, and also you were a much more established comedian than I was.
Well, I didn't do well, and I never do well in those things.
Because it's so, I'm an anxious person, and I am assuming you are, considering the Nine Inch Nails intro where you were melting into the chair. It's not for anxious people to do this.
They're just not designed, none of that is like, I think this is the problem with comedy competition, that like why none of them have ever really succeeded is it's like, it's just not designed.
Yes.
Comedy is not designed for competitive.
To be sports.
If anything, it's like a team sport. It's like, if we all do well, then we'll all do well.
Right,
like
exactly.
A showcase show. Like, if we all are like setting each other, if we're all setting each other up to do well, there's going to be a really great show.
Yeah. Some of the best comics took the longest to get good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's because they sort of, their off-putting ideas, like drinking cum out of a vase, need a certain type of style and massaging that you just literally cannot do in a minute.
No.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, maybe you have the best like hack joke.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah. In a weird way, they're like kind of designed to favor people who can like play to the broadest, most hack. Like, it's just hard to win as a woman at all environment because you have to do more justification for why you are the way you are as a woman.
Why you're even up here at all.
Yeah.
Like, so how you became a woman who holds a microphone.
Yeah. So they're not like, they're really,
You have to do a lot of like, I know, like, hey guys, guess what? I know I'm a fucking woman. Anyways, let me do
You just don't have time in that environment.
Yeah. No, but I was absolutely eviscerated. It was one of my most humiliating comedy moments. And
I'm glad I was nice to you.
You were really nice to me. And
that's great.
I remember being like, put a pin in that person.
I actually do vaguely remember that you bombed your dick off.
It was.
And I'm so sorry.
Yeah, dude, it was legendary.
I really only have like a handful of memories of you, and one of them is you bombing your dick off at Caroline Sparks Madness.
Bombing.
I mean, you unlocked it for me. It wasn't forefront.
Well, but it's always unlocked for me.
I recently bombed my dick off in a big way at a big thing.
Yeah.
And it was just because it was people who were like, we've never met a person like you. Yeah. And I was like, and I've never met a person like you, and we're going to throw this away and never talk about it again.
Yeah.
You guys should see me talk about Jews in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about cavernous silence.
Yeah.
I talked about Jews at the Vic Theater in Chicago and got nothing.
Really?
They just don't know Jews.
Hilarious.
Yeah, they just haven't met them. And also, it's like a thing where they're like, I don't have Jewish friends, so I don't know if I can laugh.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's okay. We're okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's okay.
Wait, are you Jewish?
Yeah, okay. I'm not entirely.
Okay.
My relationship to my Judaism is like complicated.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
But I have, my grandfather's totally Jewish.
Okay.
But was agnostic, like secular, no religion.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So my mom's half Jewish.
Got it.
But there's no religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's me. So I'm like a quarter Jewish.
Yeah.
But again, no religion.
Yeah.
But culturally, I feel it.
Right. Yeah.
Like people pick up on it in my mannerisms
and
habits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I have like, so I don't really know how to discuss my Judaism.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but then it's like, it's not like you're like a Catholic person
That's
going
what I'm
on
saying.
Stage
yeah,
and being
yeah.
like, look at these weirdos.
Yeah,
you know?
right.
You're talking about yourself.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
still people are like, I don't know. I don't know if I can laugh at this.
Yeah.
Well, now is a safer time than ever, courtesy of Kill Tony, to be playfully racist or anti-Semitic or women-hating on stage.
And thank goodness.
Comedy's back.
I don't know if you guys saw this. Like, obviously you saw this, but when we're recording this past week, everyone thought Trump might be dead.
Yes.
Because he was like not being seen in public. And somebody said, do you know that senator, his last name's Fetterman, I forget his first name.
Oh, yes.
He's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He was like super woke lefty guy, wore a sweatshirt to Senate or
I'm
Congress or whatever.
Whatever.
And he was like, I'm working class, blah, blah. And then he had a stroke. And it made him, like, conservative?
Yes.
Wait, what?
It made him, like, more conservative post-stroke.
Yeah.
And somebody tweeted, like, what if Trump had a reverse Fetterman stroke? And they won't let him speak because he's woke now.
Oh.
Wait, I gotta Google that.
Yeah.
The brain is so weird.
It's so weird.
Yes.
It's so weird how it can just, like, change one part of your personality and everything is still the same.
Yeah.
The joke that I'm working on about pedophiles,
mm-hmm.
I've done so much research on pedophilia. It's
God,
really
I hope
not,
you're doing incognito
no,
when you're Googling.
No, in the browser.
On the list.
Yeah. But they, you know, if you look at brain scans of people who, they have like similar white matter. And if you've had a head injury as a child, That can I don't want to say cause, but it's correlated.
Contribute.
And someone who got a brain tumor, it actually like turned on their pedophilia because it hit like a certain part of the brain. And when the tumor was removed, it went away. Which is
new biggest fear unlocked.
Well, that's what I'm saying the whole time. I was like, oh my God, what if I turn into a pedophile? What if I fall on my bike and I'm a pedophile?
And the moral of this is, if you start to feel like a pedophile, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
You know, don't hide that.
Get
go to
that
the doctor,
checked out.
Get a brain scan. You could have a tooth. Oh, imagine
your mom
the relief.
Just had brain surgery.
My mom just had brain surgery.
Yeah.
Thank God it was before it made her a pedophile. but like, imagine the relief you feel
oh my
when
God.
They're like, hey, it's the tumor. The tumor is the pedophile. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, I thought I was evil.
Yeah. You just in ZocDoc so being like, hit hey. Head, pedophile.
What are your symptoms? Yeah, yeah. Into
well,
kids?
Yeah.
Kind of one main thing, which sucks. Yeah.
I don't want to type it out, but we'll talk about it, you know.
Yeah, can we do like a Zoom and I'll tell you, maybe?
Maybe a in person. I don't want to do a HIPAA violation.
Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy. Telling a kid that they can't tell anyone because it's a HIPAA violation?
This is part of my medical history. Yeah. Okay. It's a HIPAA violation, and also I'll kill your mom and dad. That is what they say, I think.
Yeah, that is what they say. Yeah, yeah, that's how
they're like, if you tell anyone,
I'm really lucky.
Mom and dad.
I don't have any, like, sexual trauma.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that sick?
That good is
sick.
For you.
You're maybe the first person I've ever met.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I love being a lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
God bless.
So not a lot. Not that that protects you, but, like, knowing from a young age, never having been with men. Men.
Yeah. And shout out to Sean, the man behind the keyboard. Good guy alert.
And then also, you know, just good luck with my, the men in my, people in my childhood. But yeah, I'm very lucky.
No, I got away with it as a kid. I got off scot-free as a kid.
Oh, I got off scot-free as a kid.
It wasn't until I was like had boobs and stuff that I was like, wait, men are evil.
What? Don't you think men go after boys because they talk less?
Yes.
Because women are chatty.
Was it you that said that to me? That was like,
bitches be talking.
Because bitches be
talking. But more shame, I think.
Internalized homophobia.
I think it's the shame, the internalized homophobia. And also, the thing I was telling you is I, like, there was, like, a string in my life where I dated five guys in a row who all got molested.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And so I asked one of them, I was like, hey, just, like, between us, is there something about me that makes people go, I can tell her I got molested?
Yeah.
Because it keeps happening on, like, second dates. And this guy said, and this will haunt me forever, this guy was like, I think there's just more of us out there than people think. And I was
and
like, that's not the answer I wanted.
Yeah. It's really fucked up.
I wanted him to be like, yeah, you have like a warmth and openness about you.
And by the way, sorry, love you to death. No, you
that's
don't.
That's so selfish.
And no, I don't. And no,
that's
I
the
don't.
Craziest shit I've ever heard, Lizzie. Yeah. I'm so special.
I'm so special.
That all guys
keep telling me they
guys.
Got molested.
Yeah. I'm not like other girls. You can tell me you got molested.
Meanwhile, I'm like on a date smoking a cigarette being like, what did you get molested?
And yeah.
Like, literally, I had a conversation with a guy I was dating once. And as a joke, I went, what did you get molested? And he went, I mean, yeah. And I was like, oh, no. I thought maybe you didn't.
Nope. You already got 100% hit rate on that.
Not 100, but close.
Yeah.
But that makes me wonder, okay, I just think way too much about that. Because
sure.
Because you're doing a joke about it.
Because I'm doing a joke about it. But that just also made me wonder, does kids trump gender? Does youth trump gender?
Yes.
I think,
Yeah.
That I haven't researched that yet, but I'm going to research that next in my...
Yeah.
In... signed in
as
I think
in my
unfortunately
regular
and this does suck, but I think because like it's a power predator thing, it's more important that the person is like vulnerable and weak than a boy or a girl.
Sorry, this is like a gross sad podcast.
Remember when I was like, Nine Inch Nails, that gives me anxiety. Let's talk about
pedophiles. Yes. Can we get back to pedophiles?
I mean, I have a bit about a person I met whose dad was a pedophile. And
brutal.
He wrote a show about it, and the show was burned. And
that's such a bummer.
I know.
Having so much to work with.
You were given such a gift. What?
We're all
waste.
So fucking sick.
That's
we're
what like, I'm saying.
We're like, God, I wish my dad was a pedophile so I could have a one-woman show.
Yeah. Do you know how much that would crush at Fringe? Fuck.
My dad's just regular dead. Yeah. That's over. Nobody cares about that.
No
I know, because I just went.
That.
Yeah.
You went?
No one cared.
Yeah.
I mean, it sold, like, it did well.
Yeah.
But it didn't, like, draw industry.
Yeah, well, everyone's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, this is a dead dad table.
Yeah. We kind of have never, I think we've had, like, two people on the show who have a dad
that
currently
is alive.
In their life.
Yeah.
That is, I both alive
and
present.
Wait, how old were you
present.
When your dad died?
25.
Oh. I feel like you told me that. And I'm not impressed.
Yeah, you.
Yeah,
I told
and
you that, and
you
said I win.
Not that
and
edgy.
Right.
30.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Something.
Yeah,
dead
yeah. Know, you were a kid.
Yeah,
dead
you're,
dad.
Oh, actually,
you
was
have
a
to
kid.
Be
fine. You were a kid. You
yeah.
win.
Yeah, but it has to be like even in your 20s, like 22, I would say, still too old. You still had like a full, like adult relationship with your
Pussy.
Dad. Yeah.
Yeah. It actually doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's over you. It.
Yeah. I didn't go 15 minutes over in therapy today talking about how my boyfriend will never meet my dad.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I talked about that when I was 12.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
So we have sexual trauma and you have that.
Yeah,
and
that's
all,
true.
And now we all meet here.
Oh my God.
In funny hats.
Much rather have a dead father than sexual trauma.
Yeah, because at least that would you happen rather? To everyone.
Oh, yes. Oh my God, Kiki.
Would you rather? And it's something I have both of.
Yeah. And someone just throwing up into a bucket.
The other day, a guy I'm friends with, asked me, we were all doing like would you rathers, mm-hmm. and a guy, and Maddie Wiener and I were both at this table, and one of the guys we're friends with said, would you rather be a woman or a dog? And we were like,
a dog.
And that's we were like, so a funny. Dog. Dog, hands down.
Hands down, dog, dude. Yeah.
And to some people, that's the same thing. And that scares
and
the
that
shit
scares
out of me.
Me. Yeah. I was like, it's almost emotionally intelligent of this guy to think that we might want to be a dog.
Yeah. Or that those things are separate and that women are not animals.
And that women aren't
to be
animals.
Used for at your disposal.
God, I love being a lesbian. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I mean.
No, I mean, I wish being gay was a choice. You know, that's such a hack thing straight women say, but God, I wish.
Yeah, it is true.
You know.
And hey.
I think some women can get there.
Wait.
I don't know about men, but I think some women can fake it till you make it, kind of.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, but I became close friends with a lesbian earlier this year.
Congrats.
And thank you. And then we had a falling out, which was sad.
Because she loved you?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. But I will say I thought the pureness of the lesbianism would make the like understanding between two people super clear, or like, cause women can so innately understand each other that I'm like, there won't be drama. Cause we just like get each other. Drama.
Yeah.
There's so much drama.
And that was what I learned. And
so
it
much drama.
Bummed me the fuck out. Because I think to your point, a lot of women ignorantly are like, I wish I could be a lesbian. It'd be so easy and everything would be perfect.
As if being gay is super easy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But
well, one of the things is like, and I, this is quite a thing to say on a podcast, but like, gay people are mentally ill.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, a lot of us have had difficult childhoods.
Yes.
Because we are gay.
Yes.
And so you take two of that, and of course that can happen with straight people, and happens all the time with straight people. But your odds are just like a little higher.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
And you're women.
Yeah.
So you've had
double whammy.
You have sexual trauma. You have all this stuff. So you just like kind of, you increase the amount of pain and shame and all this stuff. Like, like it's really hard.
Yeah.
And we express. At least men.
Hide.
They hide.
They shove. They shove and they hide.
Which I've come to appreciate.
Me too.
Repression is a skill.
It's
I really believe that the human species evolved repression for really good reasons.
Some things belong in a little box in your brain that never gets opened again.
I completely agree.
I don't subscribe to the thing of like, you have to go to therapy and unearth
drag
everything.
Drag it all out.
Sometimes something's in a box and it stays in the box.
Yeah, I'm 37 years old. I don't need to know if there's a big secret waiting for me inside.
No.
It's too late.
People always tell me this about
what if I hit my head and there's a big secret? And the secret is that I'm a pedophile.
What if I hit my head and it opens the pedophile box and a bunch of child porn flies out? people always tell me this about like people who do psychedelics and like think that that's therapy.
Yeah.
Are always like, but what if there's something you don't know about yourself hidden away that you can unlock with mushrooms? And I'm like, well, it's hidden away.
Yeah.
Like my brain that has been working my whole life to protect me.
It does do this, by the way. The brain does hide shit away.
And
of course
it does. Because during caveman
time, it's one of its greatest features.
There was no therapy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You were only going to live so long anyway. What?
Throw
shove
it
in a box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're busy.
I hate
you're busy,
to bring
you're
up.
You're gathering. You're hunting.
Yes.
You're telling stories by the fire. Throw it away.
Yeah. I hate to bring up pedophilia again, but I do have a really
salient
story about this phenomena because it is a real thing. And I interviewed my old podcast, which Ashley was on. Fantastic.
Yes, yes.
Hot Mess Comedy Hour. Rest in peace. We interviewed a woman who was molested by her father and told. hilarious jokes. Not like hilarious in the way that it's so dark, but it's so precise. And you can tell she's like relatively okay. So you're not like,
yeah, she's not telling the jokes as therapy.
Yeah.
You can really hear it. I don't quite know how to tangibly describe what it is. Yeah. But you can really hear it when
it's
someone
amazing.
Has.
It's amazing.
And the audience can too, even though they can't describe. If you're not over something and you try to talk about it on stage,
you can
the
feel
audience
it.
Won't oh. be able to be like, that's why I didn't laugh, but they can feel the weirdness.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was screaming about my dead dad for a year after he died. And everyone was like, maybe take a break.
Yeah.
But Lucy Steiner is her name. She's very open about it. But when she talked about it, she talked about this phenomena of the brain just like blacking out certain. And she was like pretty young when it happened. And she still has a relationship with the dad, which is impressive. He got sober. Anyways. But the brain blacks shit out, but sometimes it like misses. I know.
Sorry.
I know.
That's
right.
Okay. Not that can't be it.
No, yeah, no, I know.
That
I know.
Can't be the answer.
No, God, no, I just touch yeah. kids when I'm drunk. I don't mean, you do that? No.
A few tequila sodas and the pedophile box is open.
I've been in a couple AA meetings where all of us have to be like, hey, man, that's not us.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's you stuff. That's yeah. not. Like, maybe if you hit a kid with your car, you can be one of us. But, like, no, that's
and,
not
and
us.
And maybe if you're sober, you're able to deal with whatever yeah. is causing yeah. that better. But that doesn't feel right. Yeah.
I think she's a really forgiving and wanted to have yeah. a relationship, so she chose. And I think
I do, in theory,
yeah,
agree.
Yeah,
that
yes.
victims like get more out of their abuser learning,
yeah,
and
yeah.
not doing that anymore and never hurting anyone again,
sure.
and then being able to, even if not a relationship, just some sort of
peace or closure.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the sobriety was like part of the, like, this man is trying to change. Will he?
Yeah.
I don't know. But she felt like she needed that, and I was like, this is not for me to comment. You know, if you can get that piece, I'm, like, genuinely so
right.
happy. Very smart and, like, well-spoken person. But the mind blacks shit out, but sometimes when it's blacking shit out all the time, it, like, misses some. Like
yeah.
a movie where you drop a frame. And so she was like, there'd be like, my birthday party, this, sex with my dad, my birthday party.
Oh.
And I was like,
oh! No.
But I'm like, holy shit, it does black it out, but it's not a perfect thing.
It's not,
so,
yeah, it's doing its best, but it
yeah.
can't get everything.
And boy, was that a quiet day on the Hot Mess Comedy Hour.
not a laugh riot.
Yeah. But it was super fun. It was really interesting.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I don't do enough pods. I haven't been but in a weird guy's apartment.
You don't,
in a
have,
long
you don't
time.
Have to, dude. You're doing good.
Yeah. Thanks.
I think
appreciate
you've
that.
Outgrown
you've
the weird
you've
guy's apartment.
Above.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but it might be fun to just do some
to
bad
visit.
Yeah. It does, I think it makes you a better podcast host. Because now you have to host a podcast you've never listened to before.
I've done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
this
always
is crazy, but I did a podcast where they had their friend came on to host with them.
Yeah.
They had never practiced podcasting
Incredible.
Before,
Incredible.
This new person. I don't even think they met in person. They were like just gay people who had met on gay TikTok at the peak
yeah.
of like the pandemic
yeah.
sort of thing. And I remember being like, oh, you guys like haven't practiced together.
Yeah.
And I just kind of knew that it was going to be a shit show.
Of course.
This person did not say anything.
No.
Like didn't say a word. The other host apologized to me
okay.
at the end.
That's nice.
That's nice, yeah. For,
yeah, but listen to this. When I got canceled, people at home, don't worry. I didn't use a slur,
yes.
and I didn't commit a crime.
No.
It literally
was
not anything bad.
It was
yeah.
not sexual.
Yes.
I got into it with a heckler.
I did not do any pedophile stuff.
Yeah, and the heckler exaggerated the story.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
not to shit on the heckler, they're entitled to their opinion about what they find to be appropriate at a comedy show, but it's pretty gray,
yeah.
I would say.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, mm-hmm. they went on and were like, I podcasted with Ashley Gavin and she was horrible. It was like pulling teeth.
No.
And I hosted their podcast.
Oh, you rat.
I like
you
facilitated
rat,
it.
It would be hard for me to not bring a gun to that person's
house. It was like really one of the only ones. I mean, she doesn't even have, maybe they, I don't know, doesn't have the podcast anymore.
Of course, because it was bad
their
and they
account
didn't try.
Is gone now. Yeah. I don't know what happened to them. But they're totally
them.
Off.
By the way, when you were canceled, I was keeping a list. I was like, this lady was nice to me at March Madness. You shut your whore mouth.
Because I don't think what people realize is like, they get paid if their video goes viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make money.
Yeah,
so
of course.
When people
so
like this
anything.
Who yeah. are not artists, who are just like capitalizing on viral topics.
Yeah.
Like I became that topic for yeah. them and yeah. they had something. They were yeah. like, oh, and it made me so sad because I was like, bro,
I worked so hard yeah. for you.
I worked so hard for you.
Yeah, yeah. Being misrepresented is one of the most unbelievably frustrating yeah. feelings, and you got it on like full blast.
Oh my God,
yeah.
it was awful.
I can't even imagine.
So many of those YouTube drama channels. The other thing that was funny about what she said or they said, I'm not sure, but they were like, I'm sure they only did the podcast because their team told them to. I was like, I didn't have a team.
Yeah. Yes.
I did not have a team at that time.
And also,
and
your,
I set it up who with you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And who you, we emailed directly and who do you think you
yeah,
are?
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That anyone's right. team is like, you gotta do this
you
podcast.
Gotta, you gotta yeah. go on the third episode of this podcast.
If I had a team, they would have been like, fuck no, who is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been the answer.
Not even.
If yeah. I had a team, they'd be like, for free, you're doing this?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
Do you discuss the canceledness on, I don't want to yeah. like ask about it.
I feel
if you
like
don't.
I talk about it too much, to be perfectly
oh, really?
Honest.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that's like, let me bring this up.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy that's like, you know, talking about it forever. But it was probably the most interesting thing that's ever happened to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And the most traumatic thing that's sure. ever happened yeah. to me.
I'm sorry to your dad.
Yeah, right. My dad takes number two. Like, figuring out that I'm gay and, like, my mom not being super cool about that.
Yeah.
My dad... I mean, nothing compared to being yeah. canceled on the internet.
Yeah, well, also when your dad dies, thousands of people aren't messaging you being like, and you're... you also stink.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I
like,
mean...
it's such a larger scale when something like that happens. When something personal happens, it's like really only the people in your life know about it.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
something public happens, it's like, well, now everybody's talking about
and
it.
And it's a weird thing where it's like, okay, well, what level of... popularity do you have to have like a scandal?
Yeah, yeah.
And
cool,
like celebrities have scandals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it feels slightly different.
I think it's
I
different
know.
For comedians. Like I don't want to be the person who's like, we're the new oppressed. You know,
yeah.
we're not. It's totally easy to be a comedian. But
too easy,
people,
I would say.
Like,
yeah.
Like this
you
is
just get up at a competition and talk about coming
yeah.
into a vase or
and really
drinking cum out of a vase.
Assess your life choices.
Drinking your own cum out of a vase, whatever.
Yeah. Someone else.
That's what you said, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But like, people so, for some reason, even though the whole thing is built around we're joking, people so can't separate who you are from what you've said.
Yeah, it's the one art form where people are like, you are the thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an actor, you can literally play a pedophile, and people will be like, what an incredible performance.
But, if you joke about
pedophilia. But if you joke about it, or if you joke about, like, any of that stuff, people are like, well, that's who you are, and that's what you mean.
Yeah,
you
unless know? You're Dave Chappelle, which, in this case, does seem like that's who he is.
Well,
yeah.
it all depends on who your audience is,
yeah.
what they tolerate, and that's, like, the biggest thing that I got out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Had I had a different audience, this wouldn't have...
It wouldn't have
happened.
Come up.
Yeah.
It certainly would not have gone viral, but the gay community, the particularity of it, I'm looking at your listener right now, is that I said, kill yourself.
Yeah.
which is something that, this is not an excuse within the gay community, but it's something that like every comic says.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So it was weird that was what did it.
That it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say, hateful things directly at men, straight men from stage all the time, but because it's a straight guy and he falls much higher on the hierarchy to me, he doesn't view me as a threat, you know, and so I'm getting away with, like I said, I have bits about pedophilia, I have bits about rape, about my dead dad. The stuff that I'm saying is like wildly difficult stuff to process, but because I am not talking to a more equal, I guess, audience, maybe I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is for it, but
they look at
connected, feel emotionally connected to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Another part of it is just like the what suicide means to queer people.
Yeah, of course.
but we're also not in high school, and this is not bullying.
Yeah.
You're at a comedy show that you can, like, leave. But it's also funny because I say wildly violent things.
Yeah.
I'm always talking about shooting people in the head, bludgeoning them with the mic. But that's a joke. But telling someone, it's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's also like, I've told audience members to kill themselves so many times.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's this thing, I think it's also different when somebody is like, well, I came to see you, versus when I'm like, yeah, that's never what I'm heard saying. Of me. I'm just another
it's
person
a,
on
a level of betrayal.
Show.
They're like, you're my gay mommy.
Yeah,
you're the one that helped me come out. How could you tell me to kill
me? And I'm just some girl with bangs that you already find annoying. And I'm saying it to you.
Exactly.
It doesn't hit the same way at all.
Yeah. And also just like the way that it was cut in what they presented, the audio. Like, I'm a screamer on stage. Yeah, so it does sound like I'm genuinely losing my temper.
Yeah.
I was not.
Yeah.
I was like doing a rant.
Yeah.
But people didn't know that.
I have an idea. Maybe do the second half of your life straight so that you can say whatever you want on
I've
stage.
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Do the back nine straight.
Yeah.
And get a little sexual trauma, go back to Fringe.
Yeah. Buddy, you're going to be a star. I mean, I will say it's admirable that you did build an audience that feels connected to you.
Yeah.
That is the, like, falling on the sword that one does when they put themselves out there emotionally to people.
Yeah.
And I think it's like a very cool thing and a great thing, and then also a thing that puts you with a target on your back a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot. And there's no training program for what happens.
Yeah.
Certainly not now with everyone's fan base being so individualized for them. But like, man, even the little bit of fame that I've acquired, I did not understand how it works.
Yeah.
I'm not good at, like, I'm genuinely, maybe I don't want to say I'm not good, but I'm certainly not, like, when I look at someone like Taylor Swift, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, unbelievable.
You're a genius.
Alien experience. Like, they're not like, their lives are not like ours. Not even
close. My God. But also her ability to connect with this group of people who love her.
Yeah.
And make her, you know, I don't want to, I respect Taylor Swift immensely, and I do love especially the folk album.
Sure. Brave.
But that would have been the one I guessed.
Yeah.
But her, she is not, there's no way that she is what her fans think she is.
Yeah.
She's a full human.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, she's probably at home being like, these little piggies.
Totally.
Eating up my slop.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I know that she's had a couple moments where she's like, I could put out anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Taylor Swift could build a nuclear bomb and they'd all be like, yeah.
There are no women building nuclear bombs.
Yes.
And I just like, I'm really envious of how she's able to do it. And I'm like, when I started kind of blowing up, I was like, can I learn from her? And now I'm like, oh, I don't find this interesting.
Yeah.
I hate pandering.
Yeah.
I hate the pretension of referring to your fan base like you know them.
Yeah.
And I understand that fans sometimes want that.
Yeah.
But I can't. Yeah. I can't do it. It feels insulting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
You're my minions.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're people. Strange. I'm a person. You're people.
Why are you wearing a t-shirt of my face?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I can't do it.
Okay, I do kind of want that, though.
To my
detriment.
Depends
on the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends on the picture. Depends on the picture. Yeah. There are a couple that I could see, and I'd be like, you one?
Vase. Sorry, vase. Yeah. I took back to your vase.
At the height of my alcoholism, bombing at Caroline's. Yeah. Get a quick candid
of that.
And shout
out alcoholism. Talk about blacking out stuff you don't want to remember.
Oh.
Sorry if I've talked too much about this. Interesting.
It's fascinating. I haven't seen you since it happened, and I was like, I hope she's okay.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
I have PTSD.
Yeah, of course.
If I talk about it at length, like, I cry.
Yeah.
I often visual. It sort of feels like there's another universe where I didn't get canceled, and I wonder what it looks like. Like, I really, internally, like, I can almost feel it.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure it's, like, better. Because in a weird way, I felt so trapped before I got canceled. I couldn't talk about anything that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, right. So you're freer now. You feel freer
now? My fans
now?
Are amazing.
That's great.
Like, the people who come to my shows, this is genuine. Because you know I wouldn't say it if it wasn't. Because 2 seconds ago, I was talking about how I hated doing this.
Yeah.
They're so good. On Sunday, my weekly show, I got up there and I was like, you're such a great crowd. And the most annoying thing about you is you have taste. So I know if you don't laugh at something, it's because it's not good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's so much easier if you just liked everything I said.
Yeah.
But now I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I've done your show a few times, and it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, I've tried this joke in front of pigs. Let's see how it does in front of people.
Yeah. I've done this in White Plains, New York. Let's go to Brooklyn.
Let's do this show where they actually like have an opinion on if this is funny or not.
Yeah.
And see if it works.
They're not they're not overly sensitive, but they're not stupid and just giving the laughs. Like I just really like them now.
Yeah, and that's such a problem right now with the way people view stand-up audiences. There's like a lot of people who are like, well, they'll like anything you do, so you can do it. Like the Taylor Swift thing. They're like, you can do anything. And this is like, that's like what happened with Matt Rife. Like, they were like, all these women are obsessed with you. You can say whatever you want. And then he told a joke about domestic violence and they were all like, no, we don't like that. And it's like, oh yeah, you forgot your audience is people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you forgot that it's women and that they've been lining your fucking pockets and they feel betrayed by this.
They're still going. I don't know. They're still going.
Oh,
but I was
girls,
glad that a lot of them got mad. But then some of them were like, one of them, I saw like a TikTok, a girl was like, I don't even care about that joke. I'm just mad because I saw him live and the special was all the same jokes. And I was like, well, that's just how this works.
Yeah.
You're kind of, I was like, well, that one I have to be on his
side.
Before
it came out?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you think it was going to be?
Yeah. Wait, I have a question. And you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. Is there a particular person that was maybe close to you that like betrayed you during this time? Like, I feel like when there's like a big, well, that's awesome.
That was the thing that I was like, in a weird way, it kind of proved that I had kind of done my life okay.
Yeah.
No friend, no significant other, employee.
That's great.
No, like no one within my actual circle.
Yeah,
I've only gained collaborators.
Yeah, cool.
That's like very
so.
Cool to
like
hear.
In terms of people who actually matter to me and the comedy community, it was. I did see some like, okay, you're not selling like you used to sell, so I don't suck your dick anymore.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like.
Like selling information, not even that, but like
none
being on the internet.
Everyone
and
who like came out against me, it was largely people who make their money
coming out against people.
Yeah. Like doing drama YouTube.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
What a loser's job.
And people trying to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, imagine that being your life.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Your life is like doing a front facing video being like, and then she said this.
Oh, I'm like embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed for those people. However, we have created that with the way that everything works now.
Yeah.
Like I can't fully blame. Everyone is desperate for money and fame and because of the way that everything works.
I could do a fucking seminar class.
Yeah.
A semester's worth of like how all these things are tied into each other and capitalism.
Yeah.
And like people, these self-righteous sort of social justice warriors, just they're in on a capitalist scheme of rage bait.
Yeah.
Like this has nothing to do with making the world a better place.
Yeah. And the people watching
even
their videos don't realize that.
Yeah. Even when it's about things that do matter.
I know. Yeah. And this is the problem.
There's this girl on TikTok. I don't know her name. I don't know anything about her, but sometimes her videos come across my desk and it's like, all she talks about is drama. It's one of these drama creators. Like, and it's
scum of the earth.
It's very often interpersonal drama. Like this couple broke up and for some reason we know why. And at the beginning of every video, she says, no hate to anyone involved. This is for educational purposes only. And every time
educational.
Yeah.
So that, it's like this idea that we all have to know about this. Hey, if this person's going to be famous, we all have to know why he broke up with his girlfriend.
Raising awareness.
Like, for educational
purposes.
Well,
it's sort of like when Love Island is like, don't hate. Like, they put that thing because they're all fucking killing themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they put a don't hate. It's like, this is what drives it. Hate is what.
Then don't edit it to make us hate them.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, of course we're gonna hate them. You've literally created a video of them being hateable.
And you need us to be talking about it in order to bring the audience in and to watch it.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't mean this. There's no virality without the rage baiting.
Yes.
Sometimes you get real art.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have cats. hanging out with goats and their best friends.
God bless.
But for the most part, it is hate. Yeah. It's rage baiting. Yeah. It's comment wars. Like,
totally.
That is what drives it.
Yeah.
And if there's no... It just has to be stopped. It must be stopped.
It must be stopped.
But it won't be. I actually saw Drew Afuelo got called out for being this kind of creator. And I love so much about what Drew Afuelo is. But I was kind of like, I don't know. When it comes to women calling out men for terrible behavior, I have a lot of trouble with that one. Because I'm like, men are doing this.
Yeah. The thing about terrible behavior is it's different than drama.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
like,
sure, yeah.
If somebody comments on Drew's video and is like, you're like a pig slut bitch, then she gets to be like, okay, you're like a bald loser idiot. That's different than being like, these two people who I don't know got in a fight and I'm going to tell you about it.
But there is also like a case, okay, here's my crazy, like I've been studying this
You're
for
so
too long.
Crazy.
But like even when someone, you know, we all know about certain comedians who have sexually assaulted women and their careers are totally fine.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to like go online, even if I was 100% sure that a guy did something like that and I had receipts, I'd be hesitant to do it simply because I don't know that justice actually occurs.
Yes. Justice in the court system won't occur.
Right,
so,
exactly. Yeah. So it's sort of like, and it. I don't think it helps prevent future sexual assault.
No, I don't either,
And so what ends up happening is it actually just makes a group of men even angrier and pushes them more towards the side of like, because... To be fair to people who've been accused of things, they should be allowed to defend themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the reason the justice system works is because it assumes, like a kindergarten teacher, it actually assumes both sides are right.
Yeah.
In a working justice system.
Yeah.
In a working justice system, it believes the woman who comes forward and treats her respectfully and helps her build her case and whatever, and it's not traumatizing for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And... For the guy, it like allows him to defend himself, and then you get a just outcome.
Yeah.
And, you know, like that's what you want.
Yeah.
But when you're on the internet, what happens is it just like
divides everyone, pulls
people apart, and it doesn't even matter what the outcome is.
Yeah. It just makes everyone pick a team.
Yeah.
You just have to pick a team, and now, and people will not admit that they're wrong on the internet. So you pick your side, and then you defend your side with your full chest.
Yeah.
And then even
and
if
little by little, it gets more and more extreme.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're in a situation where you're like, wow, I don't want to be that guy. But like, if I am going to fully charge a man with rape and believe that he's raped someone.
Yeah.
You should have a fair amount of evidence to do that.
Yes. Yeah.
At the same time, you don't want to not believe a woman for what she's saying. You don't want her to go through this traumatized process.
Yeah.
And like, even as I'm saying this right now, I'm frightened to say that.
Yeah.
Like as a liberal, I'm frightened to be like, I'd like to see evidence, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm afraid of that.
Yeah. Well, there's also, God forbid that the woman is a... mentally ill who makes the allegation, and also, by the way, predators find women who are mentally ill
of course
because they're
just
lazy,
like they find
them.
Gay little boys
exactly let's go back to that. I love that part. No, but truly, so if the woman is mentally ill and she is not making a completely salient, airtight fucking case for it, or if there is a degree of consent is given and then consent is taken away.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then it just opens up the floodgate, A, for that woman to be so berated that she can't, I have like Whisper Network talked about predators and the amount of like backlash and evidence. Like me and Lizzie are famously the rape cops of
New
York
City.
We're
the Stabler and Benson of the of the Bushwick bar scene.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a
wait. I want to be in on
a
it.
Job.
Get in
dude.
On it.
We need you. We need you.
You
on
can
the
be.
Team.
You can be Ice-T.
Yeah, I would love to be. Yo, Jen was on an episode on two episodes of SVU, and she has the funniest stories about Ice-T.
Oh my god,
dude. I mean, Richard Belzer.
R.I.P.
Shout out to ya.
He doesn't know his lines.
Oh, yeah.
He reads them the moment before he goes. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this. I have to check with Jenna.
Yeah.
He like, and then she played a character called Ellie Hughes.
Yeah.
And he read it, Ellie Hudges. And she had to be like, it's, I think it might be Hughes.
But it's, but whatever, but it's,
but whatever,
fine.
Mr. T. He Mr. Was, T, that's another guy. Ice, Mr. Yeah, Ice.
Mr. Ice.
He went up to one of the guest stars along with Jen and was like, I'm running my lines, hold my sandwich. And just gave him the sandwich.
Is he nice though? Is this
yeah,
just
he's
like
nice, yeah.
See, I
he's
love,
just like
love
a fucking
that.
Character.
He has no yeah. idea. Yeah, yeah.
He's iced tea. Well,
he's
was
iced
I
tea.
Clear about like yeah. what
oh,
I was
very,
saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Like I'm not here to like defend all men.
No,
that's
no,
not
no.
What I'm
it doesn't
to
sound
do.
Like that.
It's just like when you don't have faith in a system, and there's honestly pretty valid reasons for everyone to hate the system.
Yeah.
Yes.
You then expect people to police us to police that system.
Yes. Yes.
And we're doing it in a way that just further
yeah.
like ruins it is what I'm trying to
yeah.
say.
There's like I a also, dopamine with anger that
yeah.
we're all getting.
I
yeah.
also think
yeah.
people should know that there are ways to like police, for lack of a better term, your own community without doing it on the internet.
Oh yeah,
like,
all
yeah.
of mine
like
has
when
been
we,
that.
When
yeah.
we talk about how we've like been the rape cops of the one part of the comedy community, none of it was online. It was
no.
like us going to venue owners and being like, "This guy is a predator. I don't want to see him leave this bar with a 21-year-old girl.
Right?
You should not let him perform here.
And
right?
You know that
and
information
that works,
now.
By the way.
Yeah.
We, I think we all know the most famous case out of a certain city, and now that guy is fucking huge.
Yeah.
yeah.
But like, there were men that went to the venue owners in that city, and were like, "You can't let him perform here," and
yeah.
he had to skip town. And now he's
yeah.
famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's famous.
And isn't that fun?
But the guy we did it to, not famous.
No.
And was run out of town.
Yeah.
But the thing, it's so, I think it's so much more effective to like work within your community.
Yes.
So that you don't have some fucking, I don't, the last thing that this poor girl who, and it didn't happen to either of us, it happened to another woman and we were told about it. The last thing this poor girl needs is to hear your take online about what happened to her. Like
yes.
you
yeah,
being
exactly.
some guy who makes videos or some woman who, like the last thing she needs is to hear you be like, well, we don't know, like, and now you know that she like left the bar with him or whatever. Like that sucks.
Yeah.
It's so
and
much
she's gonna
more,
get hate.
And
yeah.
she's gonna get hate.
And if you get anything wrong,
yeah, that's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
The other side,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, because it fuels the women lie
yeah.
thing,
yes.
which is so. That's been the status quo in the story for so long, and we're only just now like kind of moving away from that. Not really.
Yeah.
And so the minute there's ambiguity in anything, it's like, I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
These gold yeah. digging, and you're like, and here it is. And
well, even
we've
like
turned into that again.
When we were going through this process of getting this guy banned from bar shows or whatever, there was a couple guys that were like, well, like we need to hear from both of them, or like we need to hear the evidence. And it was like, no. What we're talking about right now is not allowing him to perform for 8 people for free.
Yeah,
this is a completely different thing. We're not trying to get him burned at the stake.
Yes,
you know?
Right, totally.
And like
totally.
What these guys were saying, we're like, you need to let me talk to this woman who accused him. And we were like,
no.
We don't.
Yeah,
no, we don't. We're telling you, as women you know and trust, that something bad happened. He doesn't need this. Nobody needs this.
Yeah.
Like, let go of this idea that, like, if you can get, like, the most detailed version of the story out of everyone involved, you'll know what the right thing to do is. It's like, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're just trying to make girls feel like they can come to this bar.
I haven't booked this guy, have I?
No.
No.
I would have messaged you.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
This, and who knows if we'll cut this, but a version of this happened to me within the last year, and it was super fucking traumatic. There was a person in my early 20s that I had a bad experience with. Again, one of those where nuance was involved, drinking was involved, but I will say this guy's a bad dude, and he took advantage of that, and it was a shitty thing. But something that I never wanted to like trot out, because I was like, this person's not even like worth.
Yeah.
Totally.
Whatever. I hate you. I will tell women that are around you, hey, watch out for
yeah.
this guy. But it became fodder for a major podcast against my consent. And then there
what?
Was a message. There were message boards everywhere and discussing this. Then it died down. And then Lizzie,
yeah.
as a good rape cop, noticed in our comment section.
Good rape cop bad rape cop. Yes.
I'm bad rape cop. She's good rape cop.
ACAB, except for rape cops inside your community. Yeah.
But she was noticing people were commenting underneath our videos saying this person's name. And it was like, this is so weird.
Yeah, and they weren't even like being on his side, but they were just bringing it up.
Yes.
And so they were just writing his name?
No, they were writing like,
jokes.
Did this thing, not even, they were like, hey, did this thing with this person happen?
Yes.
And then I like deleted the comments and I was like, why are people talking about this?
Yeah.
So I went on the web and yes. I'm Googling and I'm
She's
Googling
like
and
hackers.
I'm reading. And I found there was like a video with like 140 views
yeah.
of somebody not related to any of these people at all who also didn't like this guy who did this horrible thing. And he had found the original podcast. It was trotted out on years ago.
Yeah.
And he decided to make a video about it. So this guy made a video where he pulled a clip from the original podcast and you
where
were
I'm talking,
talking
about
it.
Pretty fairly.
Pretty
by
fairly.
The way.
And
yeah.
it was like, whatever. But for some reason, out of the 140 people who saw that video, obviously, if they're watching that, they already like
yeah.
have opinions about
they're
this
in
person.
It. Yeah.
They're in it. And so then they were commenting on our stuff. So I found it and I was like, I listened to it. You don't have to listen to it.
Yeah.
But here's what's going on. And then.
So then it like the comments. It's actually interesting because this community hates this person so much. They were like on my side,
but not for the right
reason. In a way that I liked.
Yeah.
And so I became fodder. I got sucked into this like terrible man sphere of the internet with some like actually very scary people.
Yeah.
And so then it became discussed and I posted something on my social media being like referring to the fact that I was going to get a lawyer because this whole thing happened. The first version of this happened in my 20s. How egregiously it was handled and how abusive the whole thing was is like, I can't even get into it. It's so fucked up. And these players all resurfaced again. And I'm like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
Like, I am not doing this with these people. I am not being the victim of this fucking fanfare. And so I got a lawyer. I like played for this lawyer the things that were being said. And she was like, oh, you should get a restraining order. Like, these are like threats against you. This is like harassment. This is terrible. Like, this woman was like shocked by this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is my world. Like, this is the internet. These are comedians. These are men in yeah. comedy. Like, this does not shock me at all. But I was just like, I'm not participating in that. I can't do this again. I was so like re-traumatized by this.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I had to like clip out. I'm on people's Patreons listening to discussions
yeah.
about this to me because I have to provide evidence that these people are harassing me. It was so bad that
yeah.
I had to ask my husband to listen to some of it because
yeah.
I'm like, I need the like line that's being said
yeah.
about this, but I can't handle it. And he listened to like 30 minutes of it and he's like, I can't, I had to turn it off. I'm like,
yeah, we were
so
gonna have
upset.
My boyfriend listen to
yes.
it. We were like, that's removed enough.
yeah.
And he'll get mad, but he can stomach it.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, just like being on, you know, mine isn't related to trauma like that, thank God, but just
yeah,
like
but
every day checking for months and months and months. How many people posted about it today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything new or, you know, new?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like just like a new player who's really big getting
yeah.
into this and,
yeah,
you know, I mean, and just counting the views and like Ugh. Counting the days of like that I get hate mail in a row. And, you know, it went on for a long.
People How long
have
did it go
no
on
idea.
For?
I mean, the 4 months of I would call onslaught.
Jesus Christ.
Like just thousands of messages.
Yeah.
yeah.
Thousands, if
oh
not
my.
Tens of thousands.
Wow.
You know,
death threats. I got doxxed. They doxxed my girlfriend. They were like, we're
yeah.
going to come to your shows. And because the right and the left can align on a lesbian yelling, kill
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
Sure.
The far
You're
left,
kind
right,
of the
and
universal.
The far left. Yeah. Universally
yeah.
hated.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
It went to sort of homophobic.
Of course.
Anti-Semitic corners
yeah.
of the internet. I mean,
yeah.
this is when I really knew I was Jewish. Someone was like, you concentration camp looking piece of shit. That was the message where I was like, oh, someone could kill me.
Yeah. yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And there was one particular person in this, and I'm getting nervous talking about this, but I think it's far enough away and these people don't give a fuck about me. They've probably moved on to someone else. But there was a person in this and a female comedian messaged me and was like, hey, this person's like actually done crimes and is like very vitriolic and scary. Yeah. I would. And so I did not pursue him because I was like, and a friend of mine, shout out Tracy Carnazzo, was like, hey, Andrea, being in court is not good. Like, you're not, you're going to hate your life if you're in court with these people.
That's like the worst part about like when you're talking about like pursuing justice. They need to fix that for women.
And I was, and she was like, the lawyer, Corinne Mullen, love.
Shout out, Corinne.
Southern mom kind of energy.
Fuck yeah.
Just like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, oh God, please adopt me. But she was like, you could go to the police and then serve a restraining order. And I'm like, what am I going to this guy's basement apartment with the police? Yeah. Like, what am I going to get from this guy? The like $5 in his checking
also
account?
Also the police who famously want to do their jobs and protect women. Yeah. Come on.
In like a nuanced like internet situation. Like, and I like love that she was like, you can, it was affirming to have a lawyer be like, what's happening to you is very much like grounds for legal things. But
that's not how the internet works.
Yes. Yeah. And so I had no defense. So I just silently, like similar to you, and yours is a trillion times worse, but I just silently watched people call me like an ugly bitch and a liar. They found my old comedy sets that were terrible and were like unfunny, dumb. And I'm like, this is just, and you can't turn it off. Like, that's the thing. And I'm sure you relate to this. It's like, you're just like, no, God, that's wrong. And you're like trying to like,
you
want to
defend yourself,
it,
but there's no defending.
Yeah.
And you want to not look at it, but you can't not look at it.
You can't not look at it.
They're talking about you. You're going to look at it.
The other thing is like, all this crazy shit happened to me, but in their minds, well, I don't think of myself, everyone, whenever you defend yourself or even something neighboring defending yourself, explaining or trying to add information, important information, people are like, well, you're not the victim. I'm not saying I'm a victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I am saying that
I'm saying you're a victim.
Something crazy happened to me.
Yeah.
And to pretend that something crazy did.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a victim because I am in the public eye and I've chosen this life.
Right.
Sure.
And I will continue to choose it.
Yeah.
So I understand that things like that can happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, also, like, I hurt this woman's feelings. Like, I understand on the personal level, like, she interrupted a comedy show.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me feel like a victim, even if how she recounted the events feel totally foreign to me. She's entitled to her opinion. But like the cutting of the clips and taking jokes out of context and weaving them into the edit, that I feel like I can be like, not cool.
Yeah.
But I don't think of myself that way. But even trying to explain yourself, people are like, why are you playing the victim? I'm not. But this insane thing did happen.
Also, like, you brought it up. Like, you're talking about it.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about it. That's why I'm explaining. I'm not playing
the
victim.
Yeah.
You're talking about me.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird, like, when something like this happens, because stuff like this has happened to a few of my friends, like, in different levels and whatever. And it's so weird when people get the hate messages, the doxing, like, stuff like that. I'm like, I have never met a person who would send someone a message that's like, I hate you, you should fucking die, or
But you may have.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. But you may have.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I almost can't believe that these are real people.
I know.
I've been meaning to tell you. It is something I do.
I've, like, communicated.
Well, there's been a couple times where I'm like, I do. No, I won't.
Yeah.
I have communicated with these people after they've sent me messages.
Yeah?
Like,
yeah.
I've gotten hate messages. The thing is, leading up to the cancellation, are we going like crazy long?
No.
Leading up to it, I kind of knew it would happen.
Yeah.
Because I could feel that I was never properly aligned with the people who, that's not fair to say. There are people who consume my work for really specific reasons, and I don't want to take away that from them.
Yeah.
If my work was valuable to them, and I'm so glad that they liked it,
mm-hmm.
but they also didn't like certain elements of my stand-up, or at least, like, I didn't like the way that they enjoyed my stand-up.
Yeah, sure.
Which, you know, as you're not supposed to say.
Yeah, but it's true,
Though. You know,
it's
like,
why Chappelle quit.
Yeah. And he was fine back then.
Sure. Kind of was a hero of mine, which is really stinks.
R.I.P.
So yeah. it was a misalignment, and I could see it. I would get, before the cancellation, I would get these hateful emails about how I'd talked about something on the podcast or hateful comments. And I just kind of knew it would happen.
Yeah.
Not, I didn't visualize it, but I just was like, God, this sucks.
There's two things happening right now.
Yeah.
And they're not going to, they're going to come to a head.
I don't have that anymore. People don't email me like that anymore. And that's that makes me feel like, well, okay, well, something good fucking happened.
Totally.
Yeah.
Out of this. And wait, why was I saying that? How did we start?
I don't know. But I found it interesting.
But I liked it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks, I mean, guys. I do. It's like, no. It's truly fascinating to talk to someone who is on the end of this, especially in your position, because so much of what we see with cancellations are a lot of the times monsters where people are just like, you did this, and they did. And so we're like, oh, this seems like some form of justice.
There's a ton on the left because these people message me and the comics tell me.
Yeah.
There's a ton of people who've been canceled on the left who can't, they feel that they can't talk about it for things that they didn't, for jokes.
Yeah.
A lot of it's for
and
jokes.
And I think they feel like if they do talk about it, they're like,
they're betraying the left.
Yeah.
Or also like anyone who hasn't heard about it, now they're going to know about it and they're going to make it worse. Well,
like Bob the drag queen recently got under some fire and I'm like, what do we do? I'm also like, what are we doing? There's concentration camps in our country. Yeah.
And there's another, with the people on the left, one of the reasons you don't hear about it is because cancellations are actually effective against women and minorities, whereas men come back from cancellations.
Come back like
more
heroes.
Yeah.
So there's a reason you never hear from them again.
Yeah.
And that's why there's a confirmation bias that cancel culture is not real.
Yes.
Because these, frankly, rapists are selling out theaters. And like,
and talking about getting canceled
as if it was
anything,
you know,
as if it did anything to them. I mean, I think in the case of like Louis, perhaps I will say
that's one of the most interesting ones to me.
Louis
really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, because he
almost nailed it, and then he
almost nailed it, and then he didn't.
Yeah, he stuck the landing. But I will say, the experience that you can have, like, he has a bit about it where it's like, now the president of the United States knows what I'm into sexually.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I believe that he did all these things. I also believe that that is a uniquely insane human experience.
Yeah.
And it's did damage to him. I'm not saying he didn't deserve the damage, but it is just bizarre.
Yeah.
It's all I'll say about that.
It's almost like, we all loved Louis.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
But man, I was just waiting for the really thoughtful
special.
Oh, me too, yes.
Me too.
Yeah,
where I really genuinely, based on his work, I was like, he's going to understand how this made women feel. He's going to learn, and he's going to talk about it an excellent way.
And he's going to be able to be the bad guy.
And learn.
Yeah.
And learn. And then it wasn't.
And I didn't.
And then
I
it
just
was nothing.
Didn't see it.
Yeah.
I even remember he was on a podcast and people were, they were like, the hosts were trying to stoke it out of him. And he was like, hey, listen, man, I did something bad. I am trying not to talk about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, you are even worse.
Yeah.
Because an intelligent predator to me feels worse than a dumb, impulsive brute. I feel like an intelligent predator does understand contextually the forces at play and is using it intentionally. And I don't know the internal monologue of Louis, but I do know that he's
I wish I did. I think that's what I'm craving.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just didn't give it to us.
Yeah.
Wait, but let's do a couple of quick respectfully.
Let's do it.
Speaking of defending men on the internet,
yes.
I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I am about to do it. Here's the thing, okay? Respectfully, we gotta stop calling men who do things that are either feminine or feminist performative, okay? Yeah. Some of them are. I understand that. I understand that some of them are doing it to get pussy, but here's the thing. There's like, it's been like meme to death.
Now I see
like,
you and your they, them pronouns.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see your nail polish and I see you fucking a non-binary woman who's way out of your league.
I believe in your gender expression, whatever. I'm talking about men here. There's like... Right now there's like competitions where a bunch of men show up to the park dressed as like a performative man and they're like drinking an iced latte and reading bell hooks and like I get it, okay?
Tote bag.
I get the joke. It was funny for a second, but here's my thing. The other day I was on the subway and I was walking and I saw a guy reading the book Beloved by Toni Morrison and he was reading it and walking and my first instinct was to go, look at this fucking performative asshole.
Yeah.
And then I was like, do we not want men to read Toni Morrison?
Yeah. Yep.
Do we not want men to read bell hooks? Like, do we not want them to engage with feminist literature? Like,
even if it's performative, if it's going into their brain,
they're doing it.
The generation beneath them, it won't be performative for them.
And the other thing that they're, the other option of performing they have is performing horrible, brute masculinity and fake masculinity and like alpha male misogyny. Yeah, dude, read the book. I don't like.
Yeah.
Go to the coffee. If you have to, if the only way you're going to read it is in a coffee shop with other people watching you, fine. You know what I mean? And I also think we're veering into this place that is kind of homophobic, transphobic, where we're like,
biphobic, big time.
We're like, you fucking asshole painting your nails. What?
Yeah.
We're mad at...
Here, can I say something? Let me call him a faggot.
Yes.
Like, can you just accept
say
him?
Say that word just again a few times.
So faggot, faggot,
so
faggot.
So I can, like, clip it throw it in here. Welcome.
Let me say it a little. Faggot! Fucking faggot!
Oh, yeah.
Take that. Take it out of context.
Finally, out of context.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got it.
I think we have you saying the words kill yourself somewhere.
But yeah, I mean, just let me do it. Bisexual women, straight women, leave these men alone. Let me handle that.
There are just such bigger fish to fry in terms of men. You know what I mean? Like, there are men literally in person being like, I think women are pig dogs who don't deserve to live. And like, and we're being like, how dare you use wired headphones and order a matcha when you read your little feminist lit? Leave Brittany alone.
Wired headphones not. Okay.
Apparently, that was part of it when they were all doing.
I wear wired headphones.
I'm doing a wired headphone. Yeah. I love a wired headphone.
I just lose headphones so much.
They're falling out of my ears. I don't know how to keep them, and I forget to charge them.
Yeah.
I like a wired headphone, but we're being we're being mean to guys for using a tote bag. Yeah. Leave him alone. What if he doesn't know he's gay?
I do think
that's true.
Yeah.
Or what if he's just like. We've lost the term metrosexual.
Yeah, we should bring that back.
I don't want to date a guy who wouldn't carry a tote bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Out of fear of...
That guy fucking sucks, dude.
Yep.
The guy who's like, ew, that guy paints his nails? What a pussy. That guy is a loser idiot, dude. We gotta stop making fun of the soft boys who are reading the important female literature. Just leave them alone.
And may I say, though... I think we can privately whisper network amongst us about the one who is the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yes, totally.
But the internet rage that's been thrown at them conceptually, I agree. It's just our internalized homophobia being repurposed as feminism.
It's like you're yelling at the wolf in sheep's clothing while you're going on a date with the wolf in wolf's clothing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, just like, let it... Oh my God, thanks, guys. Just like, let him... Let him. Thank you so much. Let boys paint their nails and read books by women. It's okay. It's good when they do that.
Dude, this better go viral.
Yeah, let boys suck cock.
And let boys suck a little cock.
Yeah. I mean, I will say bi erasure.
Huge.
Huge and
huge
especially
if true.
Huge if true. Gay. No, I think especially for older generations of men, like Gen X or all that stuff. The shame that those guys have had to endure out of the fear of their own safety is so fucking sad. And I will say, as someone who almost exclusively dates queer men, I had to internally my own internalized homophobia in a way that was way harder than I thought I would be. I view myself as such an open person. That's who I want to be in the world. But I really was... on incognito mode Googling, are bisexual man real?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the culture is so deeply fucked up about the fact that they're just on the DL. And I do think maybe that is the case for some men who like want to slowly come out. But
yeah,
it sucks that it like sows distrust in me towards a person who is brave enough to be honest with me. And it sucks that it makes me feel like suspicious of this person when they are truly taking a risk by coming forward with
that. Also, if you take one step back and look at what we're doing on the internet, when you're pointing to a guy who is like wearing like kind of a fruity outfit and painting his nails and making fun of him, really what you're doing is going, you're not queer. You're faking it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've never talked to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have no idea what's going on. And you have no idea who he is. You have no idea who he fucks.
Yeah.
You have no idea what he's doing. Just like...
Who he fucks is me, by the way.
Yeah. And me, famously.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I'm out here doing the work.
Not me. Never.
Yeah, yeah. And not Ashley. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it.
All I'm saying is I read better in coffee shops too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes I'm like, do people think I'm trying to look, I'm like reading my John Waters book in a coffee shop and I'm like, do you guys think I'm trying to look cool? And I kind of
am. Yeah, sure.
You know?
What's wrong with feeling a little hot?
What's wrong with feeling a little hot?
Couldn't
and
agree
cool?
More.
It's cool when a guy reads Toni Morrison. It's hot, okay? Leave him alone.
Yeah.
It's cool when a guy has seen more episodes of Drag Race than me. I like that about him.
That would
cool.
you rather him do the worm at a wedding?
Right.
I just felt nauseous.
Would you would you rather him only talk about his fantasy league?
Yeah.
That's
what
you're asking for, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what you're fighting for.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And there could be a man who talks about his fantasy league and has sucked cock. And don't we want that
and
man
don't we
to
want
be
that
able
man.
To
yes.
come out in the world?
And don't we love that guy?
And not be radicalized into right-wing politics
because
of his shame.
Because we're all yelling at him?
Yeah.
Leave
we gotta
him
shut
alone.
Our fucking mouths.
We gotta shut
always
up about
been
these
my position
leave
on this
guy
podcast.
Alone.
Women, stop.
Women,
talking.
Shut up. Yeah, but that, you know, that's my hot
take
amazing. Of the episode.
Great take.
Thank you.
Great
oh my
take.
God, thanks guys.
I want to hear your take to see.
Well, mine's aligned with what we were talking about, so now I feel stupid for like just blabbing about this.
God, you're so stupid.
I'm so dumb.
Yeah.
Please respectfully stop commenting.
Yes. Yeah.
I think people should be restricted to 5 comments on the internet per month.
Yes.
I love this.
Yes.
Just stop it.
Yeah.
There's
no
reason. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. If everyone stopped commenting and it was just all purely about just like what we're enjoying.
Yeah.
Don't you think the world would be just better?
Yes. And when we were talking about like winning points on the internet, we could use this for good. You get more comments if you're just funny and cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Because sometimes the comments are the funniest part of the video.
Yeah.
Oh,
and those
a viral
people,
comment
you get
section.
10 comments a month if you're good. If you use your 5 to be funny and cool and well-behaved, you can get 10, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
I saw a video the other day where I guess pilots use Sprite to clean their windows or something. I don't
really?
Know. But there was a video of a pilot like leaning out the window of a plane pouring Sprite on the windshield. And the video just said, why is he using Sprite to clean the windshield? And the top comment was, soda plane is clean.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That guy gets 15 comments.
That guy gets 15 comments.
That's so funny.
That's
that
funnier than anything I've ever
was,
said in my fucking
life. It was soda pilot can see. Sorry. That's even better. It's even
so
better.
Good.
It doesn't even matter.
But
yeah.
I was like, yes, that's what the comment function is for.
I am new to Reddit. I'm posting my stand up on Reddit. In the stand-up comedy
there you
subreddit.
Go. Straight guys are going to see
well,
you.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
They are so much nicer
I
than
know.
Even gay women.
I know, I know.
They're so nice.
I know. Bitches
Reddit
be catty
rules.
Sometimes, unfortunately.
Well, I think it's because the subreddit has cultivated a very nice environment with stand-up fans. And, I mean, I posted a clip on there and then also in, like, the bisexual subreddit, and it was taken down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like... Okay. I mean,
yeah.
But I found someone who had commented on one of my videos. I was like, let's just look at their profile.
Yeah.
So that you can.
Yeah.
You feel angry right now, but in 2 seconds, you're going to see all their
that
comments.
That is a good exercise.
And you're going to understand that they are deranged.
Yeah, yes.
And
that
they're sad.
Yeah.
Yes.
And immediately... I just saw that she had commented in that day 10 times.
No, crazy.
She had been over the course of 8 hours.
Yeah.
Had commented like once or twice per hour for the rest of the day.
They're going through psychosis.
And I'm like just trying to picture what that looked like. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like what else they were doing? Were they like working and then coming back? But that really was upsetting for me. And for that person, we should cut them off.
No, I know.
At five.
We're enabling them.
You're enabling them. They need to go out. They need to have friends. They need to speak to another person.
We're serving alcoholic booze.
Yes.
We are.
Cut them off.
Yes.
So much of this could be solved by talking to another person. Like, this is, I think I might have talked about this on your podcast, but it came up in my brain. But, like, during Pride Month, I was seeing so much discourse online about, like, bisexuals at Pride. Another person who gets to comment 10 times a month, somebody commented on a video and was like, hey, you can't like talk about this stuff when you're fucking. Go fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're so worried about your identity, go fuck somebody and be like, this is my sexuality.
If you want more comments, you have to go fuck.
You can't do discourse while you fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, but it sucks. Okay?
Be insanely rude.
Just go have sex or make a friend.
Be
dude,
with people.
And talk to them. And like, if you want to comment so bad, if you make one friend, you can send the video to your friend.
And have and a have full a, discussion.
And you're allowed to have as many messages as you want.
Yes.
You can message all you want.
And when you want to write something really bad, a la me and Lizzie, you put the vanish on
the
message.
Invisible ink.
When you see the invisible ink, I'm like,
this is going to be a good
something
one.
Something crazy is about to drop.
The only time I ever write a mean comment is responding to a mean comment about me. And every time I'm about to, I go, Jen, can you believe this? What should I write back?
Yeah.
And Jen goes, nothing.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
I know.
And sometimes I don't listen to her. Yeah. And I regret it.
Yeah.
But you,
every
I know.
Fucking time I
do that to my boyfriend too. And then he goes, don't write anything. And I go, I wrote something. Go like it. Go like my comment. You have to go like it.
All right. I will say my commenting, I'm like a real soft guy, despite my cool metal outside.
No, you seem so soft to me.
Oh, thank you.
Do people not think you're soft?
Some people think I'm a huge bitch.
People think I'm a huge bitch.
But like, I'm so soft.
Outspoken. I know. Yeah. So I'm a soft guy. I'm on there crying. There's a guy who had a stroke and now makes like t-shirts. Fuck you.
Sorry, but this is what you're up to online.
Andy, shout out to Andy.
Yeah.
What kind of t-shirts does he make?
He makes t-shirts where he writes like with his, you know, he's like regaining his motor functions and it's like people are going through more than you know, but it's in like the stroke writing.
Yeah.
And he's
it's like
cute.
Actually kind.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I'm on.
It's not the old guy who's like, you have BPD.
No, that guy's crazy. Yeah,
okay,
no. It's like a really nice thing.
I was like, I didn't know he had a stroke, but that makes
that
sense.
That actually tracks. Yeah, he got the
Fetterman stroke.
Yeah, the pedophile stroke. But I am like, I write nice comments under Andy's stuff because I'm like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
It like makes me feel good to
encourage people. I
do that
to Tony P from DC.
Yeah, yeah. And
I don't know if you've seen him.
I haven't seen him, but well,
don't
maybe
send
I won't.
It. I got it. There's I'm crying all the time in like a nice uplifting way, and I'm like, all right, you get as many nice comments as you like, but when you start to be the subversive guy,
well, you can earn points.
Yes.
You can get points, you can earn credits to comment.
Yeah.
And you can use them, you know, use them
it
for
has
good.
To be agnostic though, because even when a comment is right, if it's wrong to someone else, it's gonna fucking
but we're fighting.
Soda plain is clean is not wrong to anyone.
It's not, it's just fun for
it's
the whole
the
family.
It's actually the most right thing that I've ever heard in my fucking life.
God, whoever that is, you should get an Emmy.
Give that person a comedy special.
I laughed out loud at that comment in a way that woke my boyfriend up. And he was like, what are you laughing at? And I was like, I can't. Don't worry about it.
You're gonna think I'm an idiot, but boy,
and
does
you know
this
that
hit.
Person's not a comedian. It's just
no,
a person.
No,
it's just a person. It's just a genius.
It's the funniest
dude.
Guy at the office,
soda
and we'll never
is
know.
Clean.
Amazing.
Come on.
Amazing.
Well, I think we did it. Do you want to do your quick one or you want to sit on
do
it?
Do your quick one.
Okay. Again, soft guy stuff. I really think we owe an apology to the ants that love the live, love, laugh signs.
Sure.
Because I'm like, is it living, loving, and laughing kind of the best thing about being alive?
Kind of like, going full circle?
Yeah, I'm kind of like live,
going
love,
from
laugh
like,
guy.
Okay, I think I like that to
yeah.
hack
yeah.
back to, you know what, you're right.
She was right the whole time.
Is laughter not the best fucking medicine?
Right.
And us monster pigs have to be like, hack, corny, basic. Are some of these women Christians who voted for Trump? Yes. And I hate that live, love, laugh woman. But the one who like knits and loves her kids and we're like, fuck you, moron.
The one who like can't really get a handle on they, them pronouns, but is doing her best.
But is trying.
Yes.
Like the mom who's like, And is them coming? Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Come
we're gonna
on.
Be fucking
let her
mean
cook
to that
with her
lady.
Little sign.
I know.
She's doing her best.
They got it at Kohl's and she's been building up Kohl's cash for that. That's a nice lady, and you're a bad person for being mean to that fucking lady.
And you know during Halloween she has a different set of bowls that have pumpkins
on
them.
Yes, she's so excited.
And that's really cool.
I'm going to go a step further, and I'm going to say I don't think a lot of the people who critique that woman realize the hack that they enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, or you liking your memes about, like, being
you're
a bisexual.
Your deep-fried memes.
That is just as bad. It's just not... hack yet.
Yeah, your live, hate, laugh, you
but
piece
making
of
fun
shit.
Of her is hack.
That's what I'm
making
saying.
Making fun of the live, laugh, love aunt is hack.
Like, I saw a video where someone went to an Airbnb and there were like 60 versions of live, love, laugh and like wine o'clock and don't talk to me till you've seen my coffee. And I was like, that's funny. This is like clearly ridiculous.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
But like, just give my mother-in-law one of them in the kitchen, you monster. And I'm also like...
Her husband's dead. You know what I mean?
I was about to say...
Her husband is dead. She doesn't have a lot going on. She's watching a show you've never heard of, but for some reason has A-list actors in it.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Yeah, Ryan Phillippe.
She's
dead.
Never heard anyone.
Yeah.
She's in fact, a anyone. Young boy came out to her at one point, and she didn't tell anybody.
And she said, honey...
She didn't tell anyone. And she just looks at Facebook to see what he's up to.
Yeah.
Aww.
Jen's mom, my girlfriend, Jen's mom has a number of wine o'clocks and like, don't talk to me till I've had my coffee. And she's the best person that I know.
I know. Literally.
A lot of them are like, she just loves.
Way better. And also like, again, as a soft guy and also as a woman who's like in love and in a stable relationship, I get real gushy these days.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, love. And also as I've aged, I'm like, love is really kind of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I know that's like...
As your dreams fade away and become less attainable, you really enjoy love.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I need it, okay?
That was the biggest lesson for me of the cancellation.
Oh, yeah, no, me too. I think that's like a mature adult thing, for sure.
Yeah.
Just to be like, thank God I have love.
Thank God.
Well, because imagine
if
you
didn't.
Every time
I bomb my dick off, I'm like, I get to go home to someone.
And especially my husband is from Ohio, and a lot of his relatives, I mean, they're salt of the earth. They're not Trumpy fucking people, but all of the women are like named Wendy and they love live, love, laugh.
God
and
bless.
They go out in the summer in their trailer and they go to the lake. And like,
you gotta go to the lake.
Have you guys been to the lake?
The lake rocks.
Have you seen the cover band playing at 6 o'clock?
Hello.
Time of my fucking life. And I'm like, these people have welcomed me more than any family that I kind of have. And I'm just like, maybe we take the heat off of just like the tote bags. I'm like, shut the fuck up with it.
It's
let
like,
them be happy.
I think I'm better than you because my framed postcard with a corny saying on it, I got in Berlin.
Yeah.
I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You just got yours at TJ Maxx and God bless you for it.
We're all 10 years away from live, love, laughing. And I need you to fucking sit down.
I saw this mug on Instagram that I want to buy for my girlfriend, but it's our version of that. It's like, what would it be? I would be a banging trad wife if I wasn't so busy being a hot bisexual slut or something like
love
that.
It. Yes,
that's
live, laugh, love. Laugh. Yes.
That is the same.
Yes,
yeah.
Every generation has their live, love, laugh, love, and don't be an ageist, classist pig towards these women.
Also, it is cheap decor.
Yes.
Not everybody can afford fine art.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, at the end of the day, so much of this is classist.
Oh, yeah.
I know you love to flip it back on them.
I know. One of my favorite things is like when someone does something kind of racist or homophobic or whatever, I'm like, well, have you considered where they've come from and what kind of education they have?
Yeah.
It's so easy to turn the classist
back
on somebody. I got not canceled at all, but I got a lot of hate comments for a joke that people were calling classist.
Yeah.
And one comment I replied to, I said, well, I taped this set because I needed $1,000 to pay my rent.
Right.
So
done.
Who's being classist now?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sorry.
The thud of the mic.
Yeah.
And then they deleted their comment
because
they didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, we got a comment. Someone admitted they were wrong. We got a comment. Kendall Farrell, shout out to him, friend of the pod.
Yeah.
He was talking about how morning people are so vicious towards people who like have different schedules and can't wake up early. Night people. And someone was like, well, this is just a problem of the privilege to like sleep till noon, blah, blah, blah. And then I was just like,
bartenders.
Right. And
nurses?
I was like, bartenders, nurses. And they were like, yeah, you got me. And I was like, boom.
Yeah. Some people have to work at night.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Bitch. Dumb classes.
What about
bitch.
My boyfriend who's a doorman and works till midnight?
bitch.
He doesn't get to sleep till 11?
Yeah.
One. It's one.
Yeah, I would argue a lot of the people working at night are actually lower working
yes.
class.
Yes, of course. Yeah, nobody sure. wants to work at night except us.
Yeah.
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 I mean, yes, some artists and people yeah. who work from home, but... Yeah.
But people with regular jobs who work at night, they don't want to be... They'd like to be working during the day, I imagine.
Yeah. the producer's like, hey, this is way too
yeah,
long.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's like, by the way, speaking of working at night.
Yeah. Well, let's close this out.
Yeah, Ashley, tell the people.
This was so fun.
You are wonderful.
Thanks for coming. Oh, if you like me, you'll find me. I'm not like work. Like, I have a special out. Maybe go there.
Yeah.
Go there.
And then if you enjoy that, I'm sure you can figure out how to see me from there. Yeah. If you can't figure it out.
How are you listening to this?
Yes. Yeah.
How did you figure out how to listen to this?
Yes. Lizzie, where can people find you and follow you?
Oh, you know, follow me on Instagram, Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. And come to my show every Wednesday at The Gutter at 9.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, and I don't know if this comes out before then, but
yeah,
I'm headlining
week.
Don't Tell Comedy Chicago September.
Fuck yeah.
I think 24th or something. September... 26th and 27th.
Nice.
So if you're in Chicago, come to that.
Yeah, come out. We love when our weird girls
and
come out.
And last time I was in Chicago, you guys did come, and I could tell by your haircuts that it was you before you even talked to
yes.
me. So come out again.
I can see you guys
see you.
From a mile away.
And you have cool bangs.
Yes. Andrea Comedy 69 on all platforms. And hey, if you want to go to my Fansly and look at pictures of my pussy, it's dogpig69.
Fansly?
Yeah, it's an off-brand OnlyFans. We can't get into it. All right, have a good night, boys.